This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You're listening to My Talk 107.1. All the entertainment news you could ever want is right here. Bradley, my partner here, loves cruising. And I have some cruise news for you.
I love that you are now bringing... I have reached the next level wherein...
Yes.
My radio partner brings me... cruise news instead of me having to foist it upon you and making you act like you care.
I do care. I do. I'm scared to go on cruises. I have done one, but yeah, that's another
story.
We'll
get you on a cruise. We'll get you there.
Okay.
It might be a land cruise.
How about just a Viking cruise through Germany up the river?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. So adventure cruise company Hurtigruten.
Hurtigruten.
Hurtigruten Norway. They have plans... They revealed plans for a zero emissions electric cruise ship with retractable sails covered in solar panels, which is due to set sail in 2030.
Wow. It's like the future is now, only 10 years from now or 7 years from now. This is really cool. And by the way, Hurtigruten, a lot of my talkers have heard about Hurtigruten because
Hurtigruten.
I love the name. They were kicking off a huge marketing push last year. And in fact, I got to share the Hurtigruten story with my talkers, I think in October of last year. So people might have seen the billboards around town. They do, well, they didn't do any social media, but they are one of the like adventure cruise lines. So expedition cruising is big with them, which means they go to places like Antarctica.
Yes.
And I would imagine this is part of the reason why they've got a ship like this. You tell me, but they're going to places where increasingly you need to be environmentally friendly because otherwise, you know, those habitats can be at risk.
Yes. This is actually CNN did an article about this because they are committed to reporting on environmental challenges facing our planet. And so this is a part of an initiative that they bring stories like this. So they currently have a fleet of 8 ships. Each ship has a capacity, which you tell me, is this low? 500 passengers.
Oh, my God. 500 is like mint.
Really?
You'd feel so bougie on a 500-person ship.
Ooh.
If you think, like, those giant cruise ships are going to be, like, 4,000 to 5,000.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 500 is going to feel like,
right,
you know, you and a bunch of friends.
Okay, nice. Okay, so they travel along the Norwegian coast from Oslo to the Arctic Circle currently. And
yeah, they're probably doing that. What is that? There's a route that they do from the south to the north.
That's right.
And it's called the Furpaderpen.
Oh,
I don't know what it's called.
That's lovely.
I tried on Babbel, or not Babbel, but Pimsleur, which is like Babbel. I tried to do the Norwegian because I wanted to learn Norwegian.
Yeah.
It is hard. That language is hard.
Do you think it's harder than Japanese?
Well, for me, it is just because I...
You know Japanese.
but
can you remember back to learning Japanese and feeling
it's probably no harder.
Frustrated? Okay.
The reason I tried is because it's also considered supposed to be one of the easier languages to learn.
Okay.
But you know how like when you start a new language, you don't... Mm-hmm. You try like... You're like, I don't really know how to make that noise.
Yeah,
right. But now that I know how to make the sounds in Japanese, for example, it's far easier. So my point is, I guess with practice, it would probably be easier.
Right, right. And just waiting for that breakthrough where you feel like you can sort of understand a little bit. Yeah. It's a little bit harder. Okay. Well, these are called C0 ships. That's the project named is C0. And they announced it last March. And they have actually 12 maritime partners and Norway-based research institute. They've explored technological solutions that could help achieve this emission-free marine travel.
I will say, you know, I get real nerdy about cruise ships, no surprise, but you would be very surprised. The average person, I think, would be very surprised to learn just how environment, I don't want to use the word environmentally friendly, but how efficient and far more environmentally focused those ships, the current ships even are, compared to what your perception would be.
Okay.
Like, you just think that this is a giant metal fossil fuel burning experience. That's not really the case. And also, a lot of the things, you don't realize how much of the waste has to be dealt with before, you know, because you're on a boat, right?
Right.
You can't just constantly create waste because you'd have nowhere to put it and you can't dump it in the water. So they've got all these wonderful, like, efficiency systems and recyclers and ways to reuse, reduce, and recycle on board already that, you know, that they're not as, because I think sometimes they get a bad rap. Like, people just think they're, you know, just,
they're doing their best, is saying, with whatever they're given.
Yeah.
Would you be afraid to try this? Like, first voyage?
Hell no.
You wouldn't be afraid?
Why should I be afraid? I probably should be. Tell me why.
Well, it kind of makes me feel a little afraid because the batteries will have a range of 300 to 350 nautical miles, meaning during an 11-day round trip, one liner would have to charge around 7 or 8 times.
But I imagine they're stopping, right? So when they're porting, you know, and if they're going up the coast, there are tons of little stops. And so each day or, you know, a couple times a day, you'd be stopping and recharging and recharging.
Yes.
So it's not like you're going to be out in the middle. You would probably actually enjoy a ship like this because you would see land.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be in the water because it's freezing cold.
Yeah, that's what scares me is like this route in particular. If this thing craps out... I'm in the cold water like the
but
Titanic.
But you can see the land, is my point. You're not going to be like out in the North Sea by yourself.
But I can see the land, but what am I going to swim?
Girl.
It's hope. There's
you're
hope.
You're just going to float.
I'm going to float.
That thing is designed to float. It ain't designed to sink.
Uh-huh.
Just like airplanes.
That's what they said on the Titanic.
And how many years ago was that?
Right.
I totally get your fear.
Yeah.
Fear is not a rational thing.
That's right. But even if it was warmer water, I just think that I would have an easier time surviving. I don't even want to think about it, really. I have to stop talking about it.
One who brought the story, woman.
Let's just talk about the cool sails. So the sails are, they have solar panels all over it, and they can move, and they're retractable.
That's
so
really
it makes
cool.
It more streamlined when they don't need to have the sails up, which is really very, very cool.
Have you been on a sailboat?
Yeah.
And?
I got sick.
Okay.
My dad
was
loved
a small sailboat.
Yeah. My dad loved sailing and sailboats. He built one.
Oh. To sail the Missouri River?
He took it to some lakes and stuff, but yeah, it's kind of weird. My dad was like one of those, he could make a lot of things. He built a telescope, things like that.
Yeah.
Kind of a genius kind of a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I will let you know whenever this goes on sale. It won't be sailing for 7 years and...
Well, you know, I like to book my cruises out in the future, so there's a good chance. I'm already on 2025. I'm trying to do, I want to do...
It's only 5 years after.
I want to do a transatlantic crossing. They have one transatlantic liner that does like the Titanic did.
Mm-hmm.
There's one.
Yeah.
And so for my 50th birthday, we're going to go to London and get on the boat and come back to the United States.
Okay, and then you're going to get off. You're not going to turn around.
No. You just from London to
How long does it take?
To Southampton to New York.
Okay.
8 days.
Okay.
Out in the North Sea.
I don't know about this. I don't know. I'll start
praying
for you now.
You want me to book you a room?
No, I don't. Happy birthday in advance. Okay.
Thank you. But I'll text you pictures while I'm there just so you can see that it's not as scary.
Please don't ever text me. We're going down.
Well.
Goodbye.
There's two reasons I won't do that. When we come back on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, it is always an adventure. You don't know where we're headed to next. Sadly, we do have some sad news to talk about, but Dawn is going to share an update on Shannon Doherty. There is a fascinating piece to this very otherwise tragic story that we'll get to when we return right here on My Talk.
Talk website or app.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Boulevard Autoworks. BLVDAutoworks.com. Tom and his team right over in St. Anthony are going to keep your land yacht in good shape. That's your car or your truck or your camper, whatever it is that keeps you having fun on the road this summer. Bring it to Tom and his team at Boulevard Autoworks. Scheduled maintenance, maybe got a weird noise, maybe you just want to make sure your AC is in tip-top shape for the summer. Trust me when I tell you that the hometown team, they're the real deal. They're not going to take you for a ride, and that's not hyperbole. I know that because it's where I bring my car. Every time I do, it's so easy. I roll up, drop off my vehicle. They hand me the keys to their courtesy car. I jet off to work, come back, and they've got a full explanation of everything they've done. Usually I get that before I go back, and then I just pick up my car. They run it through the car wash. It looks amazing. Oh, I love the experience of bringing my vehicle into Boulevard. You will, too. Head to BLVDAutoworks.com today. Tell them Bradley sent you. Oh, yeah, everything
that I have. Take my hand, let me make you mine. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk, 107.1. So Shannon Doherty, she is, of course, the star of Beverly Hills 90210. Way back in the day, that's how we first met her. And she has been struggling and fighting with breast cancer for quite a long time.
Yeah, it seems to have been a real roller coaster for her.
It really has. So yesterday, actually Tuesday, sadly, she gave an update about what's going on and that her breast cancer has spread to her brain. She has an Instagram video that she captioned. She posted on the 6th. She's going doing radiation treatment, and she showed the process of getting fitted for a mask that you wear during radiation for your brain. And she had her first round of radiation for brain cancer. And then she says her eyes are teary. It's very heart wrenching.
That has to be, but like, I think still important. Difficult.
Like, to not turn away from her story, because she's sharing this with us, and she also is trying to help people who might not be aware of what's going on with their bodies. So her eyes are tearing up, and she says, my fear is obvious. I am extremely claustrophobic, and there was a lot going on in my life. I'm fortunate I have great doctors and amazing techs at Cedars-Sinai. The timing of it all, the turmoil, the fear, that's what cancer can look like. So she first, it has been a long time, because she first was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015. She went through treatment. And the part that fascinated me, which I've heard of this before, but this is a really, really good bit of information for you. She said that her dog, Bowie, was instrumental in detecting her breast cancer. And she said that the dog, Bowie, would obsessively sniff right here on my left, on my right side for a really long, long time. And that was in 2016, she told CBS News. So it made sense when I got diagnosed with that. So she was diagnosed, and then a year later, she said the disease spread to her lymph nodes. So I was just so fascinated that a dog could smell breast cancer or any cancer.
I've heard of this before, because they use dogs in cancer detection for something. I don't know enough, but this rang a bell when you mentioned it. I know I've heard this story before, but it does seem, you know, it does seem to just raise a bunch of questions. Like, who knew the dogs were this, you know, talented, but they certainly are.
Right.
I still don't understand the science, but I'm sure somebody who's an actual scientist could explain it to us in a way we would understand.
Well, when dogs, you know, they've trained them to, the dogs can smell weapons.
Yeah.
Their noses are like 20,000 times
crazy
more intense than ours. And, you know, even I saw a story about, you know, at the beginning of the, or halfway through the pandemic, of these dogs were being trained to sniff coronavirus and could detect it. Like, they had trained German shepherds. They had this big wheel thing and all of these tubes coming out of this enormous wheel, and they had like 30 different pipes coming out of it, and they had coronavirus in like 4 of the pipes. The dogs found them immediately. Weird. They just went around the wheel, and then they sniffed it out and found it. And I'm like, wow, this is such a great thing to know. And that
another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Animals just can be,
yeah, you know. But now every time after you read the story, your dog sniffs, you're gonna be like, what?
Yeah,
like that's just the paranoia that I have in my life.
right now, like dogs will sniff certain areas a lot, yeah. And you're like, yep, I'm a girl.
yeah especially certain dogs who are fascinated by that
that area. Yeah. That maybe don't encounter girls a lot. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you're different. Mm-hmm. You know, but then she said Bowie would, after she came back from surgery, because she had a single mastectomy, that Bowie would just sniff her body entirely up and down, and that the dog got incredibly protective, and it was hard for anybody to get close to her when the dog was around. But honestly, it's just a fascinating story to me.
Yeah, very fascinating, and, you know, heartbreaking as well.
Yeah.
I was just reading a little bit about it. According to cancer.org, there's a volatile organic compound that's made up when obviously someone has cancer, and that can actually give off an odor that dogs are able to sense.
So
in exhaled breath, sweat, or urine is the most common way.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dogs are literally amazing. Better than, oh, I shouldn't say it. People get real triggered when I say
better than some dogs, medical treatments
or
detectors.
Sure. I just think dogs are the most amazing creatures.
Yeah, they really are.
For humans, we really are the luckiest group of creatures on this planet to have dogs.
Yes. Cats, they can catch mice. I'd like to be out there.
I've loved cats in the past.
Mm-hmm.
My allergies don't love cats anymore. So I still love them from afar.
Yeah.
But I've had cats, and nothing compares to the experience I've had with my dog.
I will say that a friend of a friend had a cat wake her up whenever there was a fire that she was sleeping, and the cat smelled and the cat was going crazy and woke her up. She could have passed.
What an awesome cat.
Yeah.
I mean, animals in general, trust. We don't need to like pit animals against each other.
Yeah, this is now a battle between dogs and cats.
No, because like, I mean, I would love a horse.
Mm.
I would love, I've loved, at various points in my life, I've loved chickens and mice.
Mice?
Hamsters.
Okay.
Dwarf hamsters.
Yeah.
Guinea pigs.
How about?
I feel like I've had all the animals. You probably have too, because you were out in the country.
I mean, we had cows, which we never talked about that.
Yeah, you said you had. Well, you did. You mentioned that you had a cow, and we were like, what? You had a cow?
Yeah, we used to have cows, but not very many. Like, we would
milk cows, beef cows, what?
Beef. We would have like 10 to 15 at a time. We would buy them as little calves and then grow them up and sell them. So my cow was white, and it had black spots, but then around its eyes, it looked like eyeliner. It was just black all around its eyes, and so I named my cow Boy George.
I feel like you're not supposed to name the cows that you're going to send off.
Oh, well, I mean, we were kids. We also were very aware and knew that, like, this cow wasn't going to be around forever, so we were just grown up and taught that.
Yeah.
So.
Mike, what were you going to say?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, it looked like you had a story.
No.
Felt like you needed to get on cow chat.
How'd George taste, by the way?
You know, I don't
remember.
I know we would just sell them,
oh,
and then,
okay.
But like we would get a side of beef out of it. We would butcher a cow for ourselves, yeah. and they didn't tell us which one it was.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you don't want to
know.
You
just
that.
Don't know. And then you're like, this is the circle
There's like
of
eyeliner
life.
On the package. Don't give that one to Dawn.
Oh, no. We also had rabbits.
I do. You did you?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I know. That's the circle of life, man. Hey, when we come back, movies. We love movies. You love movies. We're talking movies when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey guys, Bradley here with great news from my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Not only do select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of up to $1,200, but you can save even more money with rebates on Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation now through July 31st. Get a $150 rebate when you buy four Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation and receive a $38 rebate for each additional unit with PowerView. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Now is the time to take advantage of some major credits and rebates. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are amazing and available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today and let their experts help you through every step of the process, or check them out online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
I
think it's safe to say most of us. Who doesn't want to go out to a movie, pop some popcorn, sit back in the seat, watch the lights go down, be a little slap and tickle?
Oh, no.
Depending on the kind of movie you're watching.
I don't know about that.
But the story particularly that brings us to movie chat today is about something fun AMC is doing. Now, this is not for everyone, probably, but if you got kids or you just love family films, you might be up for this. And it's a steal at just $3 to $5. So I don't know if you remember, but they did this, I guess, last year. Or, in fact, I think it was probably, yeah, anyway. They've done this. It's called Summer Movie Camp. And what they're doing throughout the summer is running a series of films starting in June and going through, oh gosh, the whole summer, August 30th. So it starts on June, what did I say, June 7th?
June 7th.
DC League of Super Pets.
Hmm.
Followed by Minions, The Rise of Gru, Paw Patrol, Puss in Boots, Kung Fu Panda, Trolls, Mummies, The Secret Life of Pets. It goes on. And basically, it's just a fun way to get you and the kids and the whole family to go out and see a movie for cheap.
That's great.
It's $3 plus tax on Wednesdays, $5 plus tax on Saturdays, 14 movies in total. And I guess The Land Before Time kicks off the first week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's okay. So I love this because if you have noticed, going to the movie can be pretty expensive once you get there. And if you want to have popcorn, and if you think you don't want popcorn, but then you get jealous of other people, you're like, oh, man.
Oh, God, who doesn't? I can't not get popcorn.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I've been to a movie theater and didn't get popcorn. I just have, like, a thing.
It's a part of it.
Because, like, Jamie is really good. He, you know, we've talked about this. He goes and sees all the movies for the Oscars, and on the occasions that I would go with him, he literally will bring, like, a protein bar.
Yes.
Or, like, a bag of almonds or something. And then a bottle of water.
You can resist.
But I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that too. And I would bring my protein bar, and then I would get to the ticket stand.
And you're like, I smell it. Oh, yeah.
And you just feel like you're a kid.
Oh,
and you got to have, how can you go to a movie theater? And so I get the small popcorn, but, you know, then I still get my fix.
Yeah. Do you do what I call the grab and shove?
Grab and shove.
You grab,
you gotta give
a handful,
me some more context.
And then you shove it
no,
into your mouth,
girl.
And you just push it up against your face, and you go.
No, that's
not.
That's
good.
Jamie. That's the way he eats most snacks, and it drives me nuts.
Oh gosh,
I'm a one kernel at a time.
Do you put the kernel in and then crunch, or do you go make it like an egg carton sound and go?
Ew!
Oh man, I just
who does that.
There are people, and I have misophonia when it comes to popcorn
sounds
in a
like
movie
a drag
theater.
Queen I knew once.
It makes me enraged.
Yeah, so, don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't like that. That's giving me like just like weird vibes, like putting your tongue on a wood spoon.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to do that.
Back to movies though. You had some info also about MoviePass?
Well, yeah. Well, first, let's talk about summer movie camp. This is probably something you and MC are not going to do because you guys are usually over at the Alamo anyway.
That's right.
But Mike, when was the last time you went to the movie theater last week, didn't you?
Oh, we were planning on it. We didn't get to it, but we go to movies all the time. So.
This is not something you'd probably do?
Well, I mean, like, maybe? We kind of were going to watch the DC Super Pets one. I thought that one was cute looking.
Yeah.
So, and there might be some of the, like, I've never seen Minions in the theater, so this
Me
would be an
either.
Opportunity for, you know, a few bucks to go check
that
out.
Yeah, so you guys could do this. I think you'd be I really want to do this, but I need to will myself into it because I have really removed myself from theaters in a way. I used to be there. We talked about this before the show. I used to go every Friday. Oh. My friends and I would go see whatever the new film was, whatever the biggest new film was, right?
Oh.
And then, you know, I think it was a pandemic. It was probably a couple of years before that, but
yeah,
that really just put the nail in that coffin.
Oh.
And so I need to get, I've only been to a few movies since then.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I'm unusual, like unusual and not unusual. I think I've seen more movies than a lot of people who just never went back to theaters.
Oh, okay.
Like we used to make jokes about Colleen all the time because she had, you know, she would never go see a movie.
Okay.
Because she's like, when does it come out on my couch?
Oh, right. And know? So she'd be in the camp of, I don't want to go to the movie theater. Did she like going before?
I think at some point in her life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I decided at one point in my life, and it was specifically the remake of Pet Sematary,
That's a few years ago.
Yes, it was. That I won't go on an opening night.
Oh.
No.
Why?
I will not go on a 7 p.m. Friday because it's full of Yahoos. Okay. And those Yahoos could include people that really, really annoy me. They talk.
Oh, I'm interested. Tell me what annoys
badly.
You.
Talking.
Okay.
And
that's a generally
eating like
understood
an animal.
Inappropriate behavior. Eating like an animal.
Eating like an animal. Talking.
Like,
being
what
on
are people
cell phones.
Doing? Like, you know, like.
I hear it extra. It is
so you
seriously
really are
something.
Like you've got sensitivity issues.
I have a really, really, it's specifically certain sounds, just like people are afraid of, you know, there are people that are afraid of holes. You know, they can't look at a beehive. This is my thing.
A beehive?
Mm-hmm. The people that are afraid of
holes.
Oh,
like an actual hive of bees, not
sure.
Like a hairdo.
Anything that has little dots, they get really afraid and scared. I am enraged. And I've watched.
Enraged? Do you like Hulk out?
I did at Pet Sematary.
What did you do?
Okay. So I just want to set the scene. There was a girl, two girls who were, I would say, late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
Who got up six times and got different food items.
Oh, I feel like I've heard this story
mm-hmm.
now.
And yeah. They also, like, were eating super loudly. They had a Slurpee. They were also, they were high. Okay.
Okay.
And I could smell it on them, and I could tell that they were just there to eat and laugh at inappropriate times and talk and be a nuisance sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
So much food, six trips back and forth. And I just said out loud, simply,
oh God,
for everyone that was annoyed by their presence, are you done eating yet?
Oh my God.
Are you done? Are you done? What? I want to know if you're done.
Oh my God, you just kept going.
No, I didn't.
You went for the jugular.
And she's
full
like,
Karen
oh my
mode.
God. And they stopped their talking and monkeying around. At the end of the movie, they stood up and said, you're a grown woman and you shouldn't do that in public. I can't believe it. I'm like, well, you know what? It was a little over the top. You were obnoxious. I'm sorry. Go tell your mom that they shouldn't have raised you like that.
Oh my God.
Like, just don't. Just please go. I'm like, get out of here. I'm not going to be berated by you.
How many years ago was this? I hope this was
five.
I was going to say, you would never do that today.
I did it here in Minnesota.
I'm just saying,
I've decided
in 2023, be very careful.
I am not doing it anymore. And how do I avoid that? By not going to movies on a Friday night.
I see your point.
I go on Saturday morning, the earliest time, like 10 a.m.
Do you really?
Yes. I love an empty theater. And I love Alamo because they tell people to stop.
Yeah, she. Okay, so I have to tell you, Mike, every time she brings up going to see a movie at Alamo, the second part of that statement will always include, because they tell people to shut up.
Yep.
Because you would
paper. You can tell people to.
No, yeah, you could write on the paper.
Is it on the paper or the phone?
On the paper.
No,
oh,
no,
paper?
No. You order and you stick your paper in the little slot in the table.
And you can write like a note. Like,
the
they're being loud.
The people next to us are like sitting on top of each other.
You can
and having
narc
sex.
On your neighbors. Mm.
I
love
do.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would never do that because, like, again, this is why, like, what you're doing, I'm like, wow. Somebody actually does that stuff, because I'm the person that thinks like they're just going to knife me while I'm like on my way out. They're just going to shiv me right in the side.
Oh God. Well, I think that maybe they set the tone too. I will say that, like, they are really, really strict about it. They have a huge like thing that says like, do not talk in here.
Yeah.
If you
it's annoying
will send
when people
a bear
talk,
to
sure.
eat you. Like they
a
do.
Bear?
They're like, this is what's going to happen to you. And then they'll show a bear like, attacking another bear. They're like, we will send a bear to eat you, or whatever it is. It's usually super funny, and they're like, no, it says, but seriously, you have to do this or you will be removed.
Yeah. Have you seen people get removed? Like, I just imagine they have like a paddy wagon and they open up the side exit door and they just like trundle these people off.
No, because people knock it off right away once they're warned.
Plus, I feel like Alamo is the kind of place that you're not paying to go there if you just want to be obnoxious and make noise.
Yeah, it's a little pricier, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, do you guys?
Depends on the movie. Like,
yell
if it's
at people
the...
when you're at.
If it's, I love the energy, though, in a theater, in a packed theater. So, like,
there is something about, like, that opening night Friday, especially for a movie like, I mean, it depends on the movie, right? But, like, especially when it would be like a Star Wars movie or like,
that's
just something we've all been waiting for.
I know the feeling I went through when I watched Avengers Endgame in a theater with a packed group of people and all those big pivotal moments happened and we're all yelling and hollering and cheering at the same time. It was awesome.
That's
it was like
totally
going to a sporting event.
And I will say too, often on opening nights, I feel like you do get the people, you get a lot of, certainly not all because there are obnoxious people everywhere in the world today, but a lot of times you get the people who are so intensely excited for something. And they're usually the ones that aren't going to be just like, you know, smoking up beforehand and then eating snacks because they'll go at probably noon actually. Right. Versus like, the nerds of us who've been in line for, you know, weeks, like the Lord of the Rings.
And I love the energy, too. Like that, I can totally agree with you. It's just whenever you go to some discount theaters.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And
you're paying for it. Have the experience
there.
You want.
Just discount people.
Discount people? What?
If you go to a discount show, sometimes there are discount people there.
I think I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking for a deal and they're...
We could be there to make out, which I'm like, that's fine. You're not talking or eating something loudly.
Yeah. I will say, usually I'm fine, but I hate when you hear, when you identify a sound and then your brain just won't let you let it go.
It's every time for me.
Yeah. But I think that's more me than it is them. Like, I think you're allowed to eat.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying sometimes, you know, the sound will carry. Not the people being intentionally obnoxious, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But, all right.
What about MoviePass? We didn't even talk about that.
Oh, we don't have time, girl. We'll talk about MoviePass another day.
I think tomorrow.
Sure, if we want. Otherwise, you know.
I do want.
When we come back, I want you to tell me about the orgasm cult.
Yes. Somebody got arrested, you guys, and I'm so happy.
And she was very excited. We'll tell you why when we return right here on.
Give it at First Equity.
It's Don McClain for Olivia Weight Control Centers. Oh my gosh, you guys, summer is finally here and you could be going on a vacation to the beach or you're having, you know, barbecues. Summer is more fun when you're feeling your best. Olivia Weight Control Centers can help you right now. They have doctor recommended programs and you will get 8 weeks free when you mention me right now. I lost 30 pounds with Olivia about 5 years ago. And I loved it because the people at the centers, the people that help you, the registered dietitians and nutritionists, they go on this journey with you. And it's just such a personal thing because they know your struggles and they will help tweak your program so that it will work for you. So you get all of this attention that's one-on-one attention. And these are great programs that are doctor recommended. You will get 8 weeks free, like I said, if you mention me or my talk. Call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit livia.com. That's LIVEA.com. Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1, your place for entertainment. If you listen to the show, you might have remembered me talking about a podcast about, I don't know, it was winter, so who knows, January, maybe February. And it was a BBC podcast called, it was called...
The Orgasm Cult.
The Orgasm Cult. Thank you so much. Yes, there's actually a link on our show links page if you want to check it out. And the episodes, I will say, are really great because they're like 22 minutes, 17 minutes. There are 10 episodes, but they move along quickly. Thank you, BBC. And it is about One Taste, which is a sexual wellness company that was headed up by a woman named Nicole Dadone. And the reason why I'm talking about it again is because FBI special agents arrested one of their leaders on Tuesday morning. Ooh. Rachel Chirwitz, the former head of sales, was taken into custody without incident on charges of forced labor conspiracy. And her co-defendant, Nicole Dadone, remains at large. Okay, she's still out there.
We don't know where she is.
They won't comment on whether or not Dadone is considered to be a federal fugitive at this time. This is really great news if you listen to this. There's also a Netflix special I found out this morning that I never knew existed.
Oh, really?
But there's a Netflix documentary called Orgasm Inc. Yeah, that's what it is. But I listen to the podcast. You get a lot out of the podcast. You learn all kinds of things. Actually, we'll just play. This is the trailer for the BBC podcast.
So I'm just going to break the ice for us, okay? My topic is female orgasm.
Nicole Dadone doesn't just like orgasms. She believes in orgasms. She co-founded a wellness company called One Taste, who taught a practice called orgasmic meditation. One Taste sold expensive courses, making millions of dollars from students in San Francisco, London, New York, Los Angeles, and a bunch of other cities, with orgasmic meditation being touted as the latest self-care practice for the modern woman.
It will be turned on women and those who dare to stroke us, who actually... change the world by feeding this desire for connection that we all have.
One Taste are now being investigated by the FBI, accused of forced labor, sex trafficking, and prostitution. I've spoken to people who worked there about the company's sales practices and allegations of abuse, financial, emotional, psychological, and sexual.
They had none of the lookings of a cult from the outside.
Oh, gosh. Well, let me tell you something. When you listen to it, they definitely make a statement in this that it seems like it's a cult. I'll just say that. It has all the signs of a cult.
So, what was one of the things that made you think, oh, that's creepy? That's weird.
Anytime organization...
Their business model was,
Yes. So, anytime any organization that you're involved with asks you to give up your life to come and live in a center and join them and cut off ties with your family, it's probably a cult.
Yeah.
Also forcing people to do things. So the whole purpose in this Nicole woman, in the beginning you heard her talking there, she did TED Talks on this. She claimed that she learned this orgasm practice from a Buddhist monk. Taught her this.
God, this sounds like every cult.
It's a wellness company.
Probably white lady had some sort of experience that she learned that was unique, that nobody else knew before, and then she brings it to the United States and shares it with us, and all you have to do is give up your life, or your bank account in order to cash in on this secret.
Right.
Of the universe.
And she really wanted to promote the fact, or the, not the fact, she wanted to promote the idea that what's holding everyone back in life can be solved by having an orgasm. Like, you will unleash your real power if you orgasm, and this is how to do it, and it involves someone else doing it to you. So you're involving, you're getting men into the cult who will learn this very, very distinct practice that has to be done with this many strokes this way. Like, it's really weird, okay? Like, your arm goes here, you put your hand here, and then this many times you do this, and that. It's just so bizarre. But women fell for it, especially women who didn't have a lot of luck with their, just in the medical world of solving issues and problems with their sexuality.
Yeah.
And so she claimed that, like, so there was once a ripe, you do this,
a ripe market or audience ready and waiting to, you know, buy into this because they clearly, and that's again a mark of a cult, right? Find a vulnerable population.
Yes. And she also, I want to tell you, came from the tech world. And she also placed the first center in Silicon Valley. So she recruited men who had lots of money and not a lot of experience with sex to become the practitioners, to become the givers. Okay. And so there was this relationship that would go back and forth, but then she it was like $50,000 to join, but you get access to all of this stuff that I don't want to get into right now. You can just listen to the podcast. And then it was like, if you're having a fight with someone, she would say, well, you need to go orgasm together. That's going to solve it. Imagine you're having a dispute with somebody and she's like, well, and then it got
sex. But at the same time, you don't need to pay and do it with a stranger.
No. Right? And it would just be like, and he wants to, he wants
great,
to do this with you.
It should be free.
And this, no, but you don't really have, like, they made you feel like you don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
People were living together in communal
Well, that's the other creepy
spaces.
Thing is, like, this is a work environment.
And you were supposed to have sex with your coworkers. That was a part of it. Like, okay, today you're going to have sex with Brian.
No.
Sorry, anybody named Brian out there. They probably just went, what? But it was that. And then also they weren't paying them, like they wouldn't get their paychecks. And it was just this big thing that just turned into something. It's just the most insane thing.
Sounds
but people
insane.
Were so totally brainwashed.
So the woman who was arrested, what was her role again?
She was the chief sales officer, Rachel Churwitz. And so it's like, you know, they've been investigating for a long time. So she would basically get people into the organization and then.
So they're starting low. And usually what will happen, I know, because I'm, you know, I used to work for the Justice Department in special investigations.
You now?
No, but I watch a lot of cable news. And this is one of those things I imagine where you start low on the food chain and you start working your way up. So by getting her, hopefully she can then help them get to the number one person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Because this woman is something else. We'll just say that. She is something else. I think the reason why I started listening to this is because in January, I saw an article that said sexual wellness company founder loses libel bid against BBC over podcasts. So when you want go to the podcast itself, it says this podcast is under investigation. All right. So but they lost. So she said, you know, they can't say these things about this. And then the judge said, yeah, it's actually no, you don't have a leg to stand on. So that. Why it could be.
Which is saying something because in the UK, it's a low bar compared to what it is here. So
that's correct.
That's fascinating. Okay. What's the name of the podcast again?
It's called, oh my gosh, The Orgasm Cult.
And
there's a link on our show links page. Yeah.
Fabulous.
I hope that Nicole is next.
Well, I do too.
If she has committed crimes, allegedly, supposedly. Gotta say that.
Do you like candy?
I do. Let's move on to something less tragic.
We're going to talk about candy when we come back. Think about a candy that doesn't exist on planet Earth. Maybe it's extinct like the dinosaurs. A candy you grew up loving, or maybe just some kind of snack that doesn't exist. Let us know what it is. 651-641-1071. We're talking extincted candies on My Talk 1071.
Bye.